Hello everybody, today we are going to talk about how your brain can change in various ways in the Amazon hike. Have you ever wondered how you can make your brain change for good? I know I have, because I've been trying to change my brain for over 5 years and I haven't made it yet. However, in the Amazon hike, it is possible to change your brain for good. Several studies so far have shown that being outside and outdoors actually helps your brain in various aspects. In this podcast, we're going to analyze them and explain them. The first way that your brain changes during the Amazon hike is due to the exposure. When you need something done, you usually put all your attention in it. That's called voluntary attention. However, when you're not outdoors, you have many distractions like your cell phone, people, or noise. That generates your voluntary attention to deteriorate and you eventually get fatigued. However, the University of Utah has proven that being outdoors for 3 days can help you regenerate that voluntary attention. The first way that your brain changes during the Amazon hike is due to the exposure. This is due since while outdoors, your brain doesn't focus as much. You just contemplate the landscapes and relax more. This is a process called involuntary attention and is vital for the voluntary attention reconstruction. Now, since in the Amazon hike, we spent 7 days in the jungle, it is correct to say that we already had reconstructed our voluntary attention. That's why when we returned to Bogota, most of our voluntary attention was freshened up and we were able to focus with less fatigue. Another way the Amazon hike actually changed our brain was due to the amount of exercise we did. In the Amazon hike, we exercised a lot by walking long walks and kayaking for hours. Now, according to the medical magazine Healthline, exercising is actually very good for you since it releases endorphins. Endorphins are hormones that make you happier and less stressed. Since in the Amazon hike we exercised a lot, our body released endorphins and we actually felt more relieved, less stressed, and happier. The last way the Amazon hike changed our brain for good was due to the reduced amount of sugars we ate. According to Doist, a company who specializes in attention and synaptic connection, consuming less sugar improves your synaptic connections on the brain. That's why, since the OPEPA staff fed us with less sugar than we usually ate in Bogota, our synaptic connections got better in the Amazon. That's why we could say we were more attentive and more quick-witted. However, not everything is that great, since according to Lyakov's Lasov, a medical consultant, hot temperatures can fatigue your brain since it needs to work harder in order to cool yourself down. Since the Amazon was a very hot place, our brain and our body worked harder and we felt more fatigued. That was all for today. I hope you liked the podcast and remember to wash your hands and stay at home.